First, there was the investigation. Then a summary from the United States Attorney General. Then last week, a redacted version of the Mueller report was released. That's not the end of it, of course. Debate continues over just what's next. This week's conversation between John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics is centered around what will happen next. Roby Brock first asked John Brummett if he had a quick summation of where we are right now.
If we could have exonerated the president on obstruction of justice, we would have done so, but we could not. What we're going to proceed now to argue about and have congressional testimony and investigation about and maybe even impeachment consideration is whether by saying that we couldn't exonerate him on obstruction, you're essentially saying he's vulnerable to charges of obstruction, if not worthy of prosecution for obstruction. So that's the story. That's the big takeaway. I read all the obstruction part because there was no collusion, which is not even a thing. I skipped around in the first part about conspiracy. But some of that is pretty interesting too. While there is no conspiracy, there are a whole lot of interaction.
There was a lot of conversations going on between Russians and people in the United States.
But I think it came down to this. The Russians wanted to interfere, to disrupt American politics, and saw Trump as an agent, a good agent for that. Trump likes to win and thought, these guys are liable to help me. I appreciate what they're doing. There were conversations, but in terms of a conspiracy that Mueller was looking for, that could be verified by evidence of actual quid pro quo, it never was direct. In fact, it was so casual that Trump got up at a speech and colluded openly, Russians, please go find these emails. Mueller says they went to look for them that afternoon.
Yeah. But there were some parts where Mueller even said, I can't tell you the answer to this because we didn't get enough information on this. For instance, Trump's questions that he was asked, since he did not appear before grand jury and was not interrogated in person by the special prosecutor, he provided the written answers, of which he seems to not recall a whole lot.
Well,
that's a standard legal exercise.
He's not
though.
The first person to lack memory about some details. So that's almost a pro forma. I can't recall, and your lawyers will tell you, unless you're absolutely sure, of every detail, then it's not necessarily wrong to say you can't recall, because it's possible you can't recall everything,
Right. So I'm pulling together what the Democrats are saying now, and you've got several different camps here. You've got the let's let it go, the report's done, let's move on, which is probably not an option for them. You've got the we need more investigations, which we're likely to see more of and more testimony. And then you've got, it's time to impeach. There's certainly enough evidence here to impeach. Let's talk about the impeachment track first, because impeachment is a political calculation. It's not necessarily a legal calculation. There is danger in the Democrats overstepping their boundaries by going through impeachment. But at the same time, if there is evidence of impeachment, are you not constitutionally bound to impeach?
Do you know a typical irony here? We have a near 500-page report about criminal or near-criminal activity by the President of the United States, and who's got the big problem? The Democrats. I mean, Trump's base is fine, and it's the political dynamic is not substantially changed. But the Democrats, this plays right into this burgeoning Democratic divide between the more hardened left, let's go to war, those not quite to that level, and the more pragmatic, and those are the three tracks that you mentioned. And you say the impeachment track, it's a political calculation, or it's a constitutional responsibility, or it's both. And there's no good answer here. There are those who just believe, who despise Trump so much, and are so strident in their views, and who believe him to be so horrible that they think this report, they want to punish him, they want to go after him, they want to pay back for Clinton, or whatever they want to do. They want to make a statement that this man needs to be. I heard somebody say over the weekend, at least the House should impeach him, and maybe Mitch McConnell would never call a trial, in which case the Democrats could hold the cloud over Trump through the election. there's a cloud over Trump anyway. I don't think you need that. So that's where they are. You've got, and I'm generationally and personally more pragmatic. I'm thinking, we got an election coming up. Better to beat him than have an iffy impeachment. Impeachment is fraught with danger. Look how it worked out for the Republicans on Clinton, so don't do it. But then you have a substantial and credible argument that it's our responsibility. Did you read this report? He's trying to quash an investigation of him abusing his office. I'm thinking it comes to nothing because he'll never be convicted. Why go through it? And others are saying it's not our business to be pragmatic. It's our business to abide by our constitutional responsibility. So the Democrats are the ones confronted with the major problem. I think you mentioned three tracks: impeach, utterly pragmatic, or let's investigate the heck out of this for a while and keep it in the public mind.
Right.
And that's where you go.
Everybody kind of talks about that the Republicans are somewhat unified in their response to this, but I really think that there's two threads here, too. You do have the always Trump supporters here who are out there blasting the report, shooting holes in the report, quite frankly, contradicting the black and whiteness of the report with just some absolute falsehoods in some respect.
Right.
And then you have some Republicans that, if it were a different political situation, would be more inclined to say, let's do the constitutionally responsible thing and examine this as far as we could. They will not be vocal about that.
Right.
So how do those Republicans, how do they conduct their business, the swing state Republicans, the ones who have to vie for those independents, unlike some of the Republican office holders here in Arkansas?
I think they just try to stay out of it. I mean, the Republicans generally, by and large, have made their bed with Trump. Their party has made its bed with Trump. They're in those in swing districts must run their own campaigns, try to make it about something other than Trump, and try to compartmentalize these things. Unless you can take unless you're all in for Trump, or unless you want to take the position that I join the guys across the aisle and say we need to investigate this. Just not talk about it. That's sometimes that's tactically the best thing to do.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. His columns can also be found at ArkansasOnline.com. He talked with Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics. More from their conversation and more Arkansas news can be found at TalkBusiness.net.